Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to some thoughts from eLearners, a fabulous place, a great resource for different kinds of information about e-learning and tips for success. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about the $100 textbook and you getting the most from your books in an online course. This is probably something that is hitting home right about now as you open up your statement from your credit card and you're seeing the expenditures that you've made in textbooks. Let's just think of a typical scenario. The doorbell rings, and it's UPS delivering your textbooks for your online course. Half holding your breath, you sign for them, realizing that what you will pay for books during the time you are studying for your degree would have bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz back in the 1970s. So, with your $125 psychology textbook resting on your lap, you begin to flip through it. How can you get the most from your investment? How can you succeed? Your course is online, and you're not quite sure how the book will relate to the material you'll be expected to master online. So you can imagine you're sitting there thinking, okay, I'm reading the book, but how do I do the exercises online? And do they have any bearing or relationship at all to this book, to this like behemoth investment? Well, the answer to these questions has a lot to do with what kind of supplemental materials your textbook provides. And this is key, how well your course aligns with the materials provided by the text and the book itself. Now, learning is facilitated by materials that many textbooks provide online. So, while some textbooks provide little more than an outline or a synopsis of the book, you would be surprised. There are others that provide full suites of reviews, and they also provide interactive quizzes, multimedia, which includes movies and audio, PowerPoint presentations, and often supplemental readings, articles, journals, all kinds of things, a kind of an e-library. So here's a question. Will you need to purchase supplemental materials in order to leave the course with the knowledge you will need to succeed in future courses? Or, and here's another key, on standardized exams, like CLAST or the GRE. Again, do the textbooks have or offer free activities that will help your comprehension of concepts? Are the activities, if they have them, of high quality? A sense of the range in textbooks can be seen if one takes a look at some of the introductory textbooks that are being used by online, face-to-face, and hybrid courses. So right now I'm going to just present a brief review, and I'm not going to talk about it because it's a little bit extreme to talk about it. What I'm going to talk about is just what the things are, but I'd like you to go to the website and actually read the review of several of the best-selling psychology textbooks. These are Introduction to Psychology, and I've put together a little review. So as you go to the website and as you read, I'd like you to go ahead, put your hand on your mouse, and click on the links, all of them, I command you. Now, follow the links and take a look at the kinds of texts that you are likely to encounter. So, pay special attention to the range and variety of approaches to the same course. So, you will see that some textbooks believe that learners profit from a so-called skill and drill approach. So they have the classic computer-based learning types of things. They'll have interactive quizzes and multiple choice tests, true-false, lists of concepts. You have to click on the definition. You might have glossaries. You might have cute little things like hangman, mechanical hangman. You have these games, crossword puzzles. Other textbooks take the approach that learners achieve learning goals when they engage with the text in a substantive way. So you're not spending time just playing hangman and playing the game. You're actually thinking. You're thinking about your personal experiences and your stories, and how they align with the narratives that you're reading. So as you're going through, you will also note that some textbooks include many resources for the price of the text, while others, quote, bundle them in a higher priced package. So if your textbook is one of the ones with extensive online resources provided for free to students, it's very easy to see why you're paying, you're forking over $100, $150 for one textbook that within 2 years will drop from $150 to $6 at Amazon Marketplace. That's a dismal thought, isn't it? Yes. But just keep in mind, it's not an inexpensive proposition to develop robust supplemental instructional activities. Further, keep in mind, it is very expensive to undertake the extensive review and collaboration that a contemporary textbook involves. So if you look at the credits, you'll see that each textbook has, like, at the very minimum, 20 contributing authors and maybe, you know, another 20 or 40 reviewers. So the result of so much investment is, you know, it's usually a very high quality textbook. So that's a good thing. But it's also a scary, expensive thing because these things change editions. Every time they do, they go up in price. But you already know that. So the key here is to say, how can I make my $150 investment really, really pay for me? And the key is to really take advantage of the online resources. So again, go to the website and go through and click on all the links and read the descriptions and enjoy. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to eLearners.com, a little review of textbooks. So think again about your wonderful investment in knowledge and make it work for you. Bye. Talk to you soon.